This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. As we learn more about U.S. actions in Venezuela, Colorado has become part of the story. It was mentioned in President Trump's speech on Saturday as justification to attack the South American country. CPR's Allison Sherry explains.
The president said that Venezuelan gangs had, quote, taken over apartment buildings in Colorado and that people had fingers removed for calling the police. This isn't exactly true, and those incidents don't have anything to do with each other, according to federal court documents. The apartment building he's likely referring to is the Edge at Lowry in Aurora, which has been closed for almost a year. A deadly shooting took place there in 2024, and police say it was connected to gangs, though Aurora police insist that it's isolated. The finger incident was alleged in a federal indictment against a man they believe is in Colombia. They say he directed associates to cut off a victim's finger in Colorado, unless the victim's family paid $30,000 in ransom. That man will face charges if he's brought back here. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Congress is back this week. Among the critical issues lawmakers face is the fate of a Colorado bill. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on that and other top issues impacting the state.
House leaders will have to decide fairly quickly what to do about President Trump's veto of GOP Representative Lauren Boebert's bill for local financing for the Arkansas Valley Conduit. The House can try to override the veto or table it for the time being. The House is also expected to vote on a clean 3-year extension of a tax credit that helps people buying health insurance on the state exchange. The credit expired at the end of the year, and without it, many Coloradans are looking at a significant increase in how much they'll have to pay. Meanwhile, Senate leaders will have to address the hold Colorado's Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper have on a mini-budget package. They took that step to protest Trump's dismantling of NCAR, a climate and weather research center in Boulder. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org, also in CPR's Lookout newsletter and the Colorado Today podcast. It's 6:06.